This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump held a news conference today at the U.S. Embassy of India. The president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say marginalizes the country's more than 200 Muslims. India's government denies that claim.
So we did talk about religious freedom, and I will say that the prime minister was incredible on what he told me. He wants people to have religious freedom, and very strongly, and he said that in India they have worked very hard to have great and open religious freedom.
The law fast-tracks Indian citizenship to immigrants from three neighboring countries unless they are Muslims. Trump also spoke with reporters about the pending trade deal.
With India, India is, I think, the highest, again, I said it before, but the highest tariff when you deal with India. Harley-Davidson has to pay tremendous tariffs when they send motorcycles in here. When India sends motorcycles into the U.S., is virtually no tariff. For the most part, there is absolutely no tariff. So I just said that's unfair, and we're working it out.
During the two-day visit, President Trump has announced the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security. The U.S. military says a senior al-Shabaab leader behind the deadly January 5th attack on the Manda Bay base in Kenya was killed February 22nd in precision airstrikes. U.S. military strikes that took place on February 22nd hit the vicinity of Sakau, an al-Shabaab stronghold. The United States reported that two al-Shabaab individuals were killed in that strike. Three Americans, including a soldier and two contractors, were killed in the January 5th attack when the Manda Bay base was breached by militants who also destroyed six aircraft. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni